American Weekly presents Front Page Drama.
Oh, Miss Hetty, I'm terribly sorry. I know you don't realize how frail she is, how sensitive. Oh, I'm afraid she may try to walk downstairs again and make herself much worse. We have to be so patient, so careful.
Now, just a minute, Alice Gregg. I tell you, Lulu's just...
Please, Miss Hetty. After all, she saved my life.
Ever have somebody do you a favor and live to rue the day because in the end it proved so costly? Then you'll sympathize with mild little Alice Gregg in Front Page Drama, brought to you now by the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with the leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. If only Miss Hetty Sloan, who lived just over the way from Alice and was ever ready to deal with an emergency, had not been out of town visiting her sister. If only Fred Sims, Alice's fiancé of long standing, had been at hand. But as ill luck would have it, only her Aunt Lulu, returning to Greenport for a visit, came along just when Alice, who had never before in all her 29 years done anything daring or indecorous, was clinging precariously to the roof of her porch, white and terrified.
Why, Alice, dear, whatever are you doing up there?
Aunt Lulu, the ladder. It slipped. Please put it up against the house so I can climb down.
You mean this big old ladder?
Please hurry. I can't hold on much longer.
Oh, it's terribly heavy. I can barely lift it. There.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Lulu. You saved my life.
So terribly heavy. My heart. Oh.
She's fainted. Help! Somebody help!
Two months later, the day after her return home, Miss Hetty Sloan, coming back from the supermarket laden with groceries, spied Fred Sims walking disconsolately past her house and hailed him.
Hello there, Fred Sims. Come on up on the porch a minute.
Oh, I'm glad to see you back, Miss Hetty. You have a good time?
Yes, but I've had my fill of visiting. 2 months is plenty long to stay in somebody else's house.
That's what I think. Let me help with those bags.
Oh, thank you. Just set them down there here a minute. Yes, I'm glad to be home. Anyhow, I was bound and determined not to miss yours and Alice's wedding.
Well, I guess you needn't have hurried back for that. Looks like we won't be getting married now.
Fred, I've known you and Alice ever since you started making eyes at each other in high school. Both your families have been like my own folks, and there's nobody in Greenport I'm fonder of than you two.
Oh, sure. I guess we both know that.
Well, just now I ran into Alice in the supermarket. When I said something about the wedding, she kind of choked up and ran away from me over to the canned goods. So I knew something was wrong. And you'll just have to take it in good faith when I tell you, Fred, if there's been some little misunderstanding, it behooves you, being a man and stronger, to put your pride in your pocket.
Oh, no. It's nothing like that. It's, well, you know Alice's Aunt Lulu came to visit.
Oh, Lulu's always visiting somebody.
Well, she got here just when Alice was stuck up on the roof, having climbed up to catch a canary that got away and flew up there. And the ladder she climbed up on slid down. So there she was hanging on, scared to death, till her Aunt Lulu came along and put up the ladder for her.
Well, I'm right glad to hear of Lulu doing something useful.
Yeah, but she must have hurt herself doing it. She's been feeling bad ever since, right poorly. You know, her heart's bad and she's got no strength.
As I recall, Lulu Prouty never stands up when she can sit or sits when she can lie down.
Well, with Alice taking up trays, waiting on her, hand and foot...
No wonder Alice looks so tired. Why don't she tell Lulu she's fixing to get married and to go lie down somewhere else?
Because she feels obligated to her aunt for saving her life. I must do everything I can for her, Alice says, while she's so helpless and can't even get downstairs. We'll just have to wait, Fred, she tells me. After all, Aunt Lulu saved my life. She keeps telling me Aunt Lulu wouldn't be in that condition if...
So you two have to postpone getting married till Lulu Prouty gets up and gets out.
Well, we keep hoping she'll feel better soon. But if she can't even walk downstairs...
Well, I never in all my born days. Fred, I wonder if you were to tell Alice you won't wait any longer. You'll find yourself another girl.
Oh, I couldn't do that. It wouldn't work anyhow. You know Alice. She can't stand anybody not paying back what they owe, whether it's a favor or money. She's more set against that than anything, except maybe telling lies. So if she's made up her mind...
For all she's so sweet, once Alice gets an idea in her head, she's pretty set, I know that.
Yeah, but I'm getting very discouraged, Miss Hetty, I can tell you. First, we had to wait on account of Mom depending on me. And now you've coaxed her to try living with her sister in California, and she likes it fine, but... Well, there's Alice's aunt.
You know, Fred, I think it would be right neighborly of me to drop in on Lulu Prouty right now while Alice is at the supermarket.
Oh, Alice, darling, you forgot my orange juice and... Well, Hetty Sloan.
Hello, Lulu.
Oh, how nice to see you. You look so well, so strong and spry. How I envy well people. You've taken on weight, haven't you?
No, I haven't. But you're looking spry yourself, Lulu, with those nice red cheeks.
Oh, people with heart trouble always have a good color, even when they're in pain.
Now, Lulu, there's no call for you to be suffering like this. I'll go get Dr. Brandt. He'll fix you up in no time.
Oh, no, no, not a strange doctor. The very thought makes my palpitation worse. If I could see my own dear Dr. Morton in Logansfield...
Lulu, but... Prouty, you get off that couch and go see him, then.
Why, Hetty... I don't see what you mean. How can
you... I mean it's time you stirred your stumps so Alice can marry her young man before he gets to be an old man with a long gray beard.
But, Hetty, I can't. I'm weak and helpless.
Aunt Lulu, whatever is the matter with her, Miss Hetty?
Nothing.
Oh, Alice. Alice, darling, she says I'm a burden. I must
Oh,
go.
Of course you're not. She didn't
no,
mean
yes,
what
she... did. She did. She says you want to be rid of me after
Miss Hetty... Maybe you'd better just leave us.
With pleasure.
Wait for me downstairs.
Mercy me, of all... Oh, shut up, you silly bird. It's all your fault. Alice wouldn't have been on that roof if you'd stayed where you belonged. At that, I don't know, but what you've got more sense than some others I could name.
Miss Hetty, I'm terribly sorry. I know you don't realize how frail she is, how sensitive. Now I'm afraid she may try to walk downstairs again and make herself much worse. We have to be so patient, so careful.
Now, just a minute, Alice Gregg. I tell you, Lulu's
Please,
just...
Please, Miss Hetty. After all, she saved my life. Well, I must get back to the market before it closes. I was going to have cream chip beef for supper, but Aunt Lulu fancies some broiled kidneys. I'll have to hurry.
Well, looks like you're licked this time, Hetty, old girl. But wait, we'll see.
And Miss Hetty marched home with a gleam in her eye that might have warned Lulu Prouty that her triumph was fleeting. Listen in a moment when we bring you the climax to this front page drama. We crashed in a sea of sharks. Read it Sunday in the November 29th issue of the American Weekly. The terrifying adventures of two American Air Force men whose plane exploded over the Atlantic, who bailed out into icy, shark-filled waters where their rubber raft sank beneath them. In their own words, the two airmen relive their incredible ordeal, their courageous fight against the deadly sharks, against their agonizing injuries, as they watched search planes overhead pass them by in the darkness. It's one of the most thrilling accounts of survival at sea ever written. We Crashed in a Sea of Sharks, a two-part series beginning in the November 29th issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. Now, back to our front page drama. And the laundry just off Alice's kitchen, as Fred Sims, hurrying back through the garden, glimpses a feminine figure moving about.
Mercy me, Fred Sims, don't be sneaking up on a body like that.
Oh, I'm not sneaking, I just came in the back way. And seeing somebody in the laundry, well, I thought it was Alice.
Oh, she's at a Red Cross meeting like every Wednesday, but home any minute. Her Aunt Lulu's asleep. And if you hadn't come barging in, but... Maybe it'll be even better. Now you can both do it.
Well, honest, Miss Hetty, I can't make head nor tail of what you're talking about.
Fred, Alice has put off her wedding because she feels obligated to Lulu for saving her life. That's right, isn't it?
No, doesn't seem right to me, but that's how it is.
Then if Alice, or you and Alice together, saved Lulu's life, things would be even and nobody beholden to anybody.
Well, I guess so, but I can't see how we're going to...
By getting her downstairs when the house fills with smoke and...
Well, there isn't any smoke, Miss Hetty.
There will be. Plenty. Soon as that pile of newspapers in the corner of the laundry starts smoldering.
How are they going to start smoldering?
By having a match set to them. That's how. There's Alice now opening the front door.
My gosh, Miss Hetty.
No harm done on this cement floor. They'll burn right out. Besides, I got this pail of water handy. Alice, don't get excited if you smell smoke. I'm right here.
Me too.
Something's burning. I do smell smoke.
You and Fred run upstairs and help your Aunt Lulu down. I'll try to put it out before it spreads and the house catches. Just keep calm. Fire! Fire! Go get Aunt Lulu!
I've got the toolbox. Somebody get me clothes. Call the fire department.
Why, Aunt Lulu?
There. Everything's all right. I've put it out.
Aunt Lulu, you're not helpless. You're all right. You walked downstairs.
Walked? Nothing. She ran. Mercy me, I wish I could run down a flight of stairs like that. But I'm not strong and spry enough.
Well, Fred. Freddie, dear.
Yes, honey?
I see I've been... Fred, come on up in the parlor. I want to talk to you.
Why, sure, Alice.
Those papers, how did they come to catch fire?
Spontaneous combustion, I guess. How'd you come to run down those stairs so quick and easy, like, Lulu?
Well, I was so frightened. Alice! Oh, Alice!
Alice is busy. She's fixing to get married right away.
Oh, I feel as if I was going to faint. Oh!
Well, Lulu, you come right over to my house and do it. Then afterwards, we'll have a nice cup of tea before you start back to Logan's Field.
Apparently, Miss Hetty searched back in her memory and remembered that when she lived in the farm country, folks there knew that the best way to move a stubborn mule was to light a fire under it. This has been another front page drama brought to you by the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. New hope for alcoholics. This Sunday in the November 29th issue of the American Weekly, a well-known doctor tells of a new medical weapon against excessive drinking, a wonder drug that does away with the thirst for liquor. And in the same article, you'll find some amazing answers to the most commonly asked questions about alcohol and its effects. Read New Hope for Alcoholics in the November 29th issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city.